We're on Mem Amud Aleph, about 7 lines down. It says, from the two dots, Amar Rav Bar Shmuel Mishum Rechia, Eina Botzei Rishal Livtoad, Sheviyam Melech, O Lift on Livtoad Kolach HaVeachod. So the Botzei, the guy who's slicing of the bread, he's not permitted to go ahead and slice the bread until they bring the salt or the condiments in front of every single person, because back then their bread was very plain. They needed something else to be able to eat with it. Rav Bar Shmuel Ikhla Be'er Shkulus, Rav Bar Shmuel came to the house, the area of the Reish Kalusa, the head of Golos, the exilarch. Afikle Rifto Batal Hadya. So they brought him out bread. And he cut it right away. Did you go back on what you said? Your type of bread doesn't need any more spices. That's why I did it, even though there's no salt. Second statement, Rav Bar Shmuel, and then in Rav Chiya. Urine only stops when a person sits down, meaning when you're still standing, there still might be something there. If you sit down, then it all comes out. If it's soft ground, then even if you're standing, there's nothing to worry about, right? You'll be fine. So therefore, when we go to the bathroom and the toilet, you don't have to worry. You don't have to sit down in order to make sure that all the urine is gone to be able to make an ashayatza or to wash your hands and say that you're done. Even standing, you're fine because you're not worried about holding anything back that it might get on your shoes, etc. Just stand in a high place, and urinate in a place where there's a slope, and then you don't have to worry about it getting on your feet, and you'll be known as a eunuch or something. On the third statement of Shmuel, after eating anything, you should eat salty foods. After you drink anything, you should drink a little bit of water, and then you won't be bothered in your stomach. After everything you eat, you should eat salt. After everything you drink, you should drink water, and then you won't be worried. If you eat any type of food, you don't need any salt afterward. You drink any type of drink, but you don't drink water after. If it's during the day, then you have to worry about bad breath. But at night, you have to worry that maybe you're going to choke on something. If somebody soaks their food in water, you won't have to worry about a stomachache. How much do you do? Well, what you should do is, for every loaf of bread that you have, you should have a bucket of water, a certain amount of water. If you eat lentils once every 30 days, then you don't have to worry about askra, this type of choking disease. But don't eat it every day. It's horrible for bad breath. If you're used to, there's another statement of Ramari Amar Yochanan. If you're rugel b'chardol, if you're used to eating mustard, one every 30 days, so it stops you from having certain sicknesses. But you shouldn't have mustard every day. It's bad for weakness of the heart. If you normally eat small little fish, you're not going to have a stomach. Not only that, but it helps your body and it improves your body in a lot of different ways. In the middle lines, if you normally eat these types of seeds, you're not going to have any hardening of the heart. In other words, your heart will not be so bad. So we say, it's one of the 60 types of poisons, and if you sleep and it's toward the east and your throat is there, your blood is on your own head because that smell is so horrible. So Akasha, it depends. The smell versus the taste. The smell is bad, but the taste is good. She baked him some type of bread. She would stick it to it, this ketzach, and he would peel it off afterwards. It would have something on it. That taste, and that was okay. Two dots. Rabbi, you don't want to bring me to shine. By vegetables, you make a specific bracha. Bring me to shine. Rabbi, zero eating rechinim. Rabbi, ain't a lot of Rabbi. We don't pass on Rabbi. We make a bracha for Adama. Rabbi, zero eating rechinim. Rabbi, my time. Rabbi, what's the reason? Rabbi, Yehuda. Amar Krab. Baruch Hashem. Yom Yom. You got to bless Hashem every single day. Because Yom Yom, of Elayla. Baruch Hashem. Well, you make a bracha during the day, but not at night. Every single day you should give him similar to the bracha that you're making. So every single day you can make a bracha based on that day. So too, every single type of food, you got to make a bracha based on that type of food. Kaddish Baruch Hu's midos are not like the midos of people. So if a kli is empty, then it holds everything you need. But if it's full, then it doesn't hold anything. Kaddish Baruch Hu, Kaddish Baruch Hu's not like malay machzik, reikon eno machzik. Shamar, v'yomishmo tishma. Right? Im shamoa, tishma. If you listen, then good. Im lav, lo tishma. If not, then don't listen. Don't worry about it. So that's the idea behind it. Moli machzik, machzik, right? But in shamoa, if you listen, then you'll listen more. And if not, then you won't listen in the first place. There won't be anything there. Davarach, im shamoa, biyashon, tishma lechadish. If you listen to the old things and you'll hear new things, and yifna levavcha shuflo tishma. Right? And if you turn your heart to something else, you're never going to listen ever again. Okay. That's that. Mishnah. Beruch al peros ilim bar peri adama, yata. If you make adama on fruits, you're yotiv al peros aretz. Bar peri eitz, if you make a bar peri eitz on vegetables, lo yata. Al kulim yamanu shakol nimbaro yata. Technically, shakol works for everything. Matan de ikar ilan arahu. Who's the Tana that says that the root of the tree is really part of the ground? It's Amar Nachman Yisrael Rabbi Yehudi Dinan Yavashamayim Nixas Eilan. If the spring dries up when it comes to in Bikurim, as well as the tree getting cut down, maybe in a Korah you can bring Bikurim from it, but you can't read the regular Pesukim. Rabbi Yehudi maybe a Korah you could still be maybe a Korah because the ground, the tree is still considered part of the ground itself. Allah pairs Aretz Pshita, isn't that obvious? Amar Nachman Yisrael Nixas Rabbi Yehuda Damar Chitim Eilan he holds that wheat is a type of tree. The Tanya Eilan Shalchem Beno Adam Rishon the tree that Adam Rishon Efron Remeir Omer Gefenayu was of grapevine, because the only thing that brings groaning to a person is drinking too much wine. He drank from the wine and he got drunk. That refers to Lot. Rabbi Nechemiah Imer Teino, he saw it was a fig. Shabbatavish and his Kalkalabonitskinu. Oh no, that was referring to Noach. I'm sorry. Rabbi Nechemiah Imer Teino, he saw it was a fig. Shabbatavish and his Kalkalabonitskinu. The thing that they ruined, that's how we got fixed up. Shabbat Yitbalat Alatani took a leaf of a fig tree and he tied it upon himself because that's what he sinned with. Rabbi Yudah Imer, no, he saw it was wheat. Shanatung Yodi Likros Abavima, she was in Tam Dagan because a child doesn't order to say Abavima until he can taste the taste of Dagan. Sakhtim Yinahova, Omer Yudahitminilan, who since it's a type of tree, Livrachal Brepia 8, maybe she make a braper 8 on it because chita is a menil and kamash law and echin of a broken braper 8 hekin shakatu la pera isay la gavs of a hadamapik. When do we say braper 8? Where if you would take the fruit away, the branch would still exist and it would still bring out other fruits. That's how you know that it's a tree for ha 8. Avechin shakatu la pera, but if you would take away the fruit, lazel la gavs of a hadamapik, right? So then the whole thing would go and it has to grow back the entire branch. Lavrachin la braper 8 ala braper adam, and then it's a braper adam. Balkulin amar shakal. Itma, Ravuna amar chuzman apas minyain. Shakal does not work on bread or wine. Rav Yochanan amar fila pasyan. Rabbi Yochanan says, even pasum wine, name ektenoi, raw pasum, we're coming out pasu, baruch hamok shabra. If a person sees a thing of bread and he says, how beautiful is this piece of bread, baruch Hashem that it was created, yatza, he's yotze, he's bracha. Raw tainu, we're coming out tainu, baruch hamok shabra. If you say the same thing by a fig, yatza, div rameir, that's what rameir says. Rabbi Yosef, we're calling Mashanu mabeya, shadavu chami brachos, lo yatzidei chavasu, if you change from the teva, the mabeya, the chami made in brachos, then you're not yotze. Name Rav Huna, damar Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yochanan come rameir. So it sounds like Rav Huna, who says right here that pasin yai needed their own specific bracha and shakal doesn't work by it, he's going to say like Rabbi Yosef, that you can't change. Rabbi Yochanan says like Rameir. The Rabbi Yochanan says you can do whatever you need. I'm like Rav Huna, Dam Rafilu Rameir. No, I could even say like Rameir. Ad kan lakum Rameir hasam lehechad the gamin kar shmeid pas. The only reason why Rameir says over there that you're going to be yotze is because you mentioned bread. Avol halcha the loka hechad the loka gamin kar shmeid pas. But if you're not mentioning bread, you're just saying shakol. Rafilu Rameir moda. Even Rameir's moda that shakol doesn't work. Rabbi Yochanan, like Rabbi Yochanan is going to say, I'm the Rafilu Rabbi Yochanan. How look Rabbi Yosef? I can look Rabbi Yosef. Hasam mishum to kamar brachav lotig nu rabbanon. The reason why Rabbi Yosef says over there is because look. You're changing from the bracha that the rabbis weren't metakin, and that's why you're not yotze. Avol amar shakol nimivaro tizkinu rabbanon. That's something that was made by the rabbis. Avol Rabbi Yosef, even Rabbi Yosef would agree that it would work. Binyamin Rai Korach Rifta. Binyamin the shepherd, he broke bread. Avol amar baruch mari dehai pita. Blessed is the creator of this bread. Amar Rav Yatza, Rav Sevi Yosef, Amar Rav Kol Baruch Hashem Baas Karas Hashem Nivracha. Wait, but you need to mention Hakadosh Baruch Hu's name. Avol amar baruch achmana mari dehai pita, because he's mentioned Hashem's name. He said Rachman Avoy Binyan Shlosh Baruchos, but you need to say three brachos. You need to bench. My Yosef come Rav. Nami Yosef the bracha rishon. You're right. You're not yotze bench. You're yotze the bracha rishona. My question: what does it teach us? I've got the armor of lashon chol that you could say it in any language you want, even in some other language. Tanina, you already know that in the armor of lashon, these things could be said in any language. Parshas Sota, Vidoy Meiser, Kriyas Shema, Tefila, Berachos Hamazon. Right. So the parsha of Sota, Vidoy Meiser, that you say when you bring Meiser Sheni, Kriyas Shema, Tefila, the Shemona Asrei, and Berachos Hamazon. You're yotze in any language. So it's terech. So if Berachos Hamazon, you're yotze for sure the first bracha, and we need it. Talking about Hanimili, the armor of lashon chol. Maybe that's if only you say it in the other language. But you have to translate exactly what Chazal say. But to say your own bracha in your own language, the rabbis never were metakin, maybe that doesn't work. Even this works, and that's why Rav said baruch amar mari dai pita, it would still work. Two dots. Kufa. If it doesn't have Hashem's name, it's not a bracha. Rabbi Yochanan amar kol bracha shem ba'malchus ain't a bracha. It has to say Melech Olam. Otherwise, not a bracha. Amar Rav goes to Rav Mitzvah. We hold like Rav. Ditani lo avartim l'zach v'lo shkachti. I wasn't over in your mitzvahs. I never forgot. Lo avartim l'varechacha. I never forgot to bless you. V'lo shkachti l'azkir shem chalav. And I never forgot to mention Hashem's name. V'ilu malchus lo katani. But there's nothing about malchus. Rabbi Yochanan tani v'lo shkachti l'azkir shem chalmalchus chalav. You got to say the Hashem and the malchus, and that's how we hold. We hold like Rabbi Yochanan that every bracha has to be bracha to Hashem l'kinu Melech Olam. Otherwise, it's not considered a bracha. Mishnah. The Torah should get something that doesn't grow from the ground of a shakol nivivaro. You make a shakol. Alachom is on the well. So that would be like meat and eggs, etc. Alachomets, vinegar, valenovlos, withered fruits, valagovoy and locusts. Omer shakol nivivaro. Rabbi Yudah, imar kosher mean claw. Anything that's a curse, and baruch hu don't make a bracha on it. So like those three things, you wouldn't make a bracha on. How you lefana mean in harbi? If you have a lot of different types in front of you, Rabbi Yudah, omer yesh benem min shiva. If there's a min shiva, alavu mivarach. That's the best thing to make a bracha. Valachom yom mivarach alayzim enchiyir. So you do on whatever you feel you want to eat first. That's the rabbanon. Says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan, Al Davar Shein Gedulu Min Haaretz Kein Kol Basu V'Heimos Chayis V'Ofes Dagim. Something that doesn't grow from the ground. For example, meat, of domestic animals, wild animals, birds and fish, Omer Shakoli Vivaro, Alakolav Albitim Alkvina, on milk, eggs, and cheese, Omer Shako, you make a shako, Alpasha Ipsha, if bread rots, while Yayin Shehikrim, and wine that went bad, Valtavshah Shavar Tzurah, and a tavshel that rotted a little bit and no longer has the same tzurah, Omer Shako. Alamel Valzomi is on salt water, Valkamein, and pitchers, and different types of mushrooms, Omer Shako, Yisayah Shako, and Lemir, Kimishim, and Fishers, Lav Gedu, the Karkin, and wait, mushrooms are not considered growing from the ground, Valtani, nor do pears are, if you make a nether, then I'm not going to have any benefit from any fruit of the ground, also pears are, Umutu, Valkamein, and pitchers, your mutter in mushrooms. The Imam Kogi, the Karkalai, but if you say anything that grows on the ground to me, also often Kamein, and pitchers, it's not a pera, but it is growing from the ground, so you're also even in mushrooms. Yeah, they grow from the ground. Minkalu yankimiar, but they don't really nurse from the ground. Anybody says anything that doesn't grow from the ground. Tani aldavrshen yonik mina aretz. You're right. You got to read it as in yonik mina aretz. So that's how you got to read this the gemara over here, and that's why you make a shakol on it. Okay, says Gemara of Noflos. My Noflos, what are Noflos? Reserve Rebila. Chanamar Boshli Kamara, these are sun dried dates. Chanamar Tami Dizika, they're dates that were blown by the wind. These garbage little dates. Tana, you don't make a min klala, you don't make a bracha on them because they're a min klala. Bishlam, if you're going to say they're sun dried dates, how do you cover them in klala? That's a klala because they're sun dried and they have no real juice left in them. Alamadamar Tami Dizika, they were just blown away by the wind. My min klala is not a min klala. So we say Ashara. Well, the other two are, right? Even though this might not be, but the Chometz is, and so are the Govoi. We think it army bishul lamadim or boshul gemara. If you're going to say it's boshul gemara, that is sundry dates. Hani brachin lo shakol. That's why we make a shakol lamadim or tami dizika. But if you're going to say they're just blown by the wind, shakol bray pira eitz bar mivoy lebrucha. You got to make a bray pira eitz on them because they're just blown by the wind. They're regular dates. Everybody agrees about regular novels. Debushli kamara inu. Everybody agrees they're sundry dates. Ki pligi ben novelos tomorrow. We're arguing about novelos tomorrow. Tanana kalisha ben demai. These are things that were a little bit more light when it comes to demai. Demai is the we don't know what it is, so we got to take off maestros, but we assume that trumo is already taken off. Ashisin varimin va uzdurin benoshuach benoshikma gufnin nitzpa and novelos tomorrow. So that's the novelos tomorrow. We're wondering what exactly is that. We know what novelos are. They're sundry dates. What are novelos tomorrow? Shisin, what are shisin? Amar Avrachan Rabbi Yochanan is a type of te'ina, type of fig. Rimin, kandi, it's something called lotus. Ha'uzdurin, tolshi, there's like sorb apples. Beno Shuach Amar Avrachan Rabbi Yochanan, te'ini chivarta, there's like white figs. Beno Shikma Amar Avrachan Rabbi Yochanan, dovli, there's sycamore figs. Gufnin, shili gufni, so there's some type of late grapes, grapes that grow late. Nitzpa, are porcha, they're caper berries. And novelos tamar, Rabbi Ilav Rabbi Zera, chanam volo shikamara, one say they're also sun dried dates. So chanam tamar midizika, they're wind blown dates. So that's what we say. Visual amadim rabbi shukamar ha'nektani akalim shemai svekenu de palter. They're suffik. They're palter avadei chayiv. But if you know what they are, then they're for sure going to be chayiv. And lamadim rabbi dizika. But if you're going to say they're blown by the wind, vadei chayiv. Hefker inu, aren't they hefker? Why in the world would you be chayiv in maestros and shumos if they're hefker kabuli because they blew? Hakamai is going to show us in goren. You made a goren out of them. So they're ain't going to mean they were hefker, but then you made them into a goren. You put them in your storage house. Remember, you go somewhere. Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum, Rabbi Los, Ben Yaakov, Alekav, Shichav, Apeah. Shalson goren. If you have lekav, shichav, apeah, those are the things you give to the poor. The lekav, the gleamings that fell while you were collecting everything. Shichav is something you forgot to reap, and Peah is the corner of the field. If you made it into a goren and you took him for yourself, hukvul maiser, then you got to give maiser on that. Even though the poor people wouldn't have to have maiser off of lekach and Peah, but you would have to do so when it comes to stuff like that. Igad Amri. Top of the daf on Memel. Now, Bishul Amad, there were time we disagree if you're going to say the dates blown by the wind, Hanud Halka Karila Novlos Talma. That's why they're called Novlos, Falsan Karila Tomorrow, and that's why over there they're called Tomorrow, because the Novlos are Bushla to Kamara. And this Novlos to Tomorrow is referring to Tami Dizika. Alamad, or Boshla Kamara, Nisni, Idi Vidi Novlos Tomorrow, Idi Vidi Novlos Talma. But if they're Boshla Kamara in both places, then either call them Novlos Tomorrow in both places or call them Novlos in both places. So we say, Kasha, you're right, that's a good Kasha. We don't have an answer to that question. We'll stop right there, four lines down in Memel, Famad Aleph.